很高兴今天请到 Dr. Larry Dixon 到我们当中来，他会跟我们分享主复活的信息。刚才Pastor Tom 也简单介绍一下，他在 CIU 已经教授将近20年，他也在这期间也写了十几本关于基督教教义的书。他和妻子 Linda 已经结婚47年，他们有2个孩子，有7个很可爱的孙子。他最近的一本书名为《与耶稣不同》，让我们阻止在世界里的朋友流失，将于6月份出版。他也带来了他的好几本书在后面，所以大家可以自由的索取，自由的奉献，奉献从几块钱到几十块钱都不等，就是出于自由的爱心奉献，你可以放在那个盒子里面，最后我们会交给他。We welcome Dr. Larry Dixon speak to us God's word, and he has written about 12 books on the doctrine of the Christian faith. He and wife Linda has been married for 47 years, and they have 2 children and 7 adorable grandchildren. And his most recent book is titled Unlike Jesus, Let's Stop Unfriending the World, and it will be published in June. And he has brought a few books of him in the back. If you want to take, it's a free will offering. It's an offering box in there. So we will give that to him. And now let's welcome Dr. Larry Dixon.
Tafu Horla. I'm trying my best. Good morning to you all. It is my great privilege to be with you this morning.
今天非常高兴到这里来跟大家一起。
There are some good books in the foyer you might consider buying.
这个后面有几本书啊，你几本好书，你也许要思考一下要不要买。
One of them is entitled When Temptation Strikes.
有一本书，书名为《当诱惑来临之时》。
It's a book on temptation and sin.
是关于诱惑和罪的一本书。
It makes a wonderful Christmas gift for your mother-in-law.
会在这个圣诞节的时候是一个很好的礼物，给你的岳母的一个礼物。
I need the clicker. Thank you. Thank you. Great. Excellent. Should be fun today.Got it. So the topic this morning is Rejoice, the Lord has risen.
今天我们的主题是喜乐欢呼，主已复活。
This is not working very well. There you go. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is one of the most wicked, vicious, heartless hoaxes ever foisted upon the minds of men, or it is the most fantastic fact of history.
耶稣基督的复活要么是最恶劣最邪恶、最无情的，强加在人心意里的恶作剧之一；要么，它就是有史以来最奇妙的事实。
We are having problems here. There's a clear prediction of the Lord Jesus that He indeed would be handed over, crucified, and would rise from the dead.
主耶稣基督有清楚的预言，他会告诉别人，清楚的说过，他自己会。被交给人，被钉十字架，并且从这个死里复活。
For example, the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 16, verse 21, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life.
举例来讲的话。在马太福音16章的第21节，耶稣曾经这样讲过，这个马太曾经这样记载，从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。
The Lord Jesus not only predicted that he would be killed, but that he would die by crucifixion. Notice in Matthew 20, verse 19, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged.And crucified.
主耶稣基督不仅是预言他会被杀，并且预言了怎么样被杀，也就是被钉在十字架上。 举例来讲，马太福音的第二十章十九节，说又交给外邦人将他戏弄、鞭打，钉在十字架上，第三日他要复活。
If the Lord Jesus had been wrong about the resurrection, he was either a liar or a lunatic.
如果耶稣对他自己的复活所讲有误的话，那么他要么是一个骗子，或者是疯子。
If he were a liar, then he knew that what he was saying was not true.
如果他是骗子或者是疯子的话，那么他所说的话就不是真的了。
It would mean that he purposely deceived his disciples and anyone who heard him teach.
也就是说，如果他是那样的话，他就是在存心欺骗他的门徒以及那些跟随他的人。
So he could have purposely deceived his disciples. He would be a liar if he did not rise from the dead.
如果他没有复活的话，那么他就是很有目的的，很有蓄谋已久的要欺骗他的门徒。
Some would say maybe Jesus did not understand himself.
有人可能会说，哦，耶稣不明白他自己。
In that case, he would be a lunatic, a crazy person.
在那种情况下，我们可以称之为他不明白自己，好像他就是一个疯子，他神志不清的人。
But how is that possible if we look at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ?
但是当我们看到耶稣的生平和他的生活的时候，怎么可能他是疯子或者是骗子呢？
No man has been more sane than the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有任何其他人比耶稣基督更加的神志清楚了。
So the Lord Jesus was either a liar or a lunatic.
如果他所说的复活有误的话，那么他要么是骗子或者是疯子。
Or he was telling the truth.
或者他就是所说的复活是完全真的。
One writer by the name of Paul Little put it this way. He said, both friends and enemies of the Christian faith have recognized the resurrection of Christ to be the foundation of the faith. Paul rested his whole case on the resurrection of Christ. Either he did or he didn't rise from the dead.If he did, it was the most sensational event in all of history. If Christ did not rise from the dead, then Christianity is an interesting museum piece, nothing more.
Paul Little 曾经这样讲过，基督教信仰的朋友和敌人都认识到基督的复活是信仰的基石。使徒保罗将他的整个案件都放在基督的复活上面，要么他有从死里复活，要么他没有。如果他有，这是历史上最轰动的事件。如果基督没有从死里复活，基督教就是一件有趣的博物馆作品，仅此而已。
Paul Little was a wonderful evangelist back in the 1970s.
在这个1970年的时候 ，Paul Little 是当时的这个很有影响的一个布道家。
He was an amazing evangelist. He worked with the Billy Graham Crusades.
他跟葛培里这个布道团的一起工作了。
I remember that Mr. Little, Dr. Little, was very busy with speaking engagements.
我记得那个时候他非常的繁忙他在一些地方讲道Dr. Little.
And I heard that he was making a preaching trip into Canada.
我听到他那个时候在加拿大那边有一些巡回的讲道。
And one of his friends talked to him.That night, and said, "Paul, I understand that you've been very busy preaching the word of God."
有一个朋友到他面前来跟他说 ，Paul， 我知道你特别的繁忙你在这里传讲神的话。
And Paul Little said, "I find it very difficult to say no to opportunities to speak about the risen Christ."
Paul Little 这样回答他说，是的，因为有人邀请我来讲这个耶稣基督复活的时候，我感觉非常困难跟他们拒绝。
He said, "My life is so busy, I feel like I'm in a revolving door and I can't get out."
我感觉我的生活非常的繁忙，我就在那个好像在那个门里面进进出出一样，我就没办法出来，没办法闲下来。
That night, driving to Canada, he fell asleep at the wheel and died.
在去加拿大的开车的途中，他就是在这个这个车驾驶的时候就是睡着了，然后就车祸死亡。
Very sad story.
非常令人心痛的一件事情。
But he served the risen Christ.
但是他却服侍了一位复活的主基督。
He also reminds me that sometimes it's best to say no. if our bodies can't keep up with our desire to serve the Lord.
他同时也给我一个很大的提醒，有时候呢，我们身体疲累的时候，是应该对一些机会说拒绝的。
I have a friend online who lives in England.
我在网上一个朋友，他是住在这个英格兰的。
And I did not know that he's not a believer in Jesus. He's the one who's editing this new book that's coming out in June for me.
他在编辑我这个六月份将要出版的这本书，但是还不知道他不是一个基督徒。
We've had some wonderful email conversations about the gospel.
我们通过 email 进行很多的沟通，就是关于福音的沟通。
And you see the quote here, as my online friend Bill says.
你可以看到这里他所说的，就是我的网上的这位朋友，Bill 所说的。
He's talking about the resurrection of Christ, and he says, "Let me read the whole quote in English." Whatever was experienced was not a physical resuscitation. Indeed, it was not actually physical at all. He argues that Christ's resurrection was not physical, but that flies in the face of the traditional evidences that we Christians celebrate and review at Easter. Jesus really died. He was really buried. 3 days later, the tomb was really almost empty. The grave clothes, as you know, were left behind. There were personal resurrection appearances which differed from each other in audience, circumstances, and time of day. He volunteered to have his resurrection body physically examined by Thomas. He ate physical food. There's no reason to believe either the disciples stole Christ's body or the Jews relocated it.
他说无论经历的是什么都不是身体上的复活，实际上根本没有身体上的复活，关于基督没有在身体上复活的辩称，对于基督徒在复活节所重温的以下传统证据是当面一击。这些证据是基督真的是死了，他真的被埋葬了，三天后坟墓真的空了，几乎空了，留下了裹尸布，在对象环境和时间不同的状况下，耶稣有多次个人复活之后的显现，他自愿让多马对他的复活的身体进行检查，他吃了生理上的食物，没有理由相信门徒偷走基督的身体或者犹太人重新找到他等等证据。
I've been preaching the gospel of the risen Jesus since I was a teenager.
当我还是年轻青少年的时候，我就开始传讲基督复活的福音。
That's a lot of years ago, as you can tell.
你可以看到这是很多年以前的事情了。
So when someone says it wasn't a physical resurrection, that gets me very upset.
所以啊，当有人说这个耶稣基督的复活不是身体上复活的时候呢，让我非常的难过。
Does that get you upset?
会让你也很难过吗？
Your faces don't look upset this morning.
你的脸呢，看起来好像不是很难过的样子。
There are unbelievers all around us.Who deny the resurrection of the Lord Jesus?
在我们的周边呢，有很多不信主的朋友，他们否认基督复活的事实。
Another contemporary example is this quotation from Marcus Borg of the Jesus Seminar.
有另外一个比较当代的这样一个例子，是来自于 Dr. Borg， 是在这个耶稣神学论坛的这样一个非常自由派的一个论坛当中来的。
The Jesus Seminar is a think tank in California that uses marbles to decide whether they think something is authentically by Jesus. They vote with marbles. If it's a black marble, they say it must be Jesus. If it's a red marble, they say it can't be from Jesus.
这个耶稣论坛是建立在加州那边一个基地，他们有这样的一个论坛，他们好像在Black marble, red marble. 他们用这个不同的石头，好像叫占鸠一样，就觉得有什么样的事情就说是
Jesus. Red means it's not of Jesus. From him.
他们就有这个石头，有这个黑颜色石头，有这个红颜色石头。碰到这个黑颜色石头的时候，就说这个是从耶稣来的。另外就说不是从耶稣而来的。
Did you ever play marbles as a kid?
在你小孩的时候，你玩过这样的一个？扔石头的这样的一个游戏吗？弹珠的这样的一个游戏吗？
I grew up in North Carolina and I played marbles as a kid, right?
在这个我在北卡长大的，我是小孩的时候我也玩这个弹珠的游戏。
You draw a circle in the sand and everybody would put a marble in there, and if you could shoot your marble and knock it out, it'd become your marble.
所以你们就互相的赢了，如果你在那个沙地上面弄一个小洞啊，你把你的弹珠弹出去，如果你进了洞了，你就可以把别人的弹珠也都赢过来。
I had some wonderful marbles that I lost.
我输了很多的弹珠给别人，很漂亮的弹珠。
The men of the Jesus Seminar have lost their marbles.
这个耶稣神学论坛的这些人呢，也失去了，也输了他们的弹珠。
They come out with some of the silliest statements that could ever be said about the Gospels.
他们就拿了一些陈述出来，他们一些的一些的讨论是非常愚蠢的一些讨论。
Based on their unbelief, they take something like the Lord's Prayer.
就是建立在他们不信的基础上面，比喻来讲，他们把这个主导文拿出来。
You know the Lord's Prayer.
你知道这个主导文是怎么样的。
Right?
对吗?
They say the only thing that really came from Jesus are the words, Our Father who art in heaven.
他说耶稣所讲的唯一的话就是第一句话，就是说我们在天上的父。
They say the rest of it was added by the early church, that Jesus never said the rest of the Lord's Prayer.
他说其他的话都是后面的人编造的，他的门徒加上去的，耶稣根本就没有说后面的话。
Would you agree with me that they've lost their marbles?
你同意我的说法吗？他们输了很多的弹珠，你同意吗？
Here's one of their representatives. His name is Marcus Borg, and let me share with you what he said about the resurrection of Jesus. He said, I think the resurrection of Jesus really happened, but I have no idea if it involves anything happening to his corpse, and therefore I have no idea whether it involves an empty tomb,And for me, that doesn't matter because the central meaning of the Easter experience or the resurrection of Jesus is that his followers continue to experience him as a living reality, a living presence after his death. So I would have no problem whatsoever with archaeologists finding the corpse of Jesus. For me, that would not be a discrediting of the Christian faith or the Christian tradition.
这个 Marcus Borg.就是刚才我们所说的耶稣神学论坛机构里面的一个代表，他曾经讲这样的话，我认为耶稣的复活真的发生了，但我不知道他是否涉及到他的尸体发生的任何事情，因此我不知道他是否涉及一个空墓，对我来说这无关紧要，因为复活节经历或者耶稣复活的核心意义是他的跟从者继续经历到一个活生生的他，一个在他死后的复活存在，所以考古家若找到耶稣的尸体，我也没有任何问题，对我来说这不会构成对基督教信仰或者是传统的质疑。
Do you sometimes sing the song that has the words You ask me how I know he lives within my heart?
你这个有没有唱歌的时候经历到这样一首歌，那个歌里面曾经讲，就是说我知他，我怎么知道他活着，他活在我心里。
Marcus Borg could sing that song with you.
Marcus Borg 可以跟你一起来唱这首歌。
He says it doesn't matter whether the resurrection really happened. He's risen in my heart.
他就会说，这个他事实上身体上有没有复活，其实无关紧要，他复活在我心里面就好了。
Can we agree that he's lost his marbles?
我们同意他输了他的弹珠吗?
The Apostle Paul makes it quite clear in 1 Corinthians 15 that Jesus rose bodily from the dead.
使徒保罗在哥林多前书第十五章里面非常清楚地说，耶稣基督是身体上面复活了。
Let's look at some of the proofs of Christ's resurrection.
让我们来看一看他复活的诸多证据。
I'm sure you know these, but we celebrate these evidences of our risen Savior.
我知道大家其实也都看过这些，也晓得这些，但是我们今天是在这里庆祝复活的一些证据。
I would break down these evidences as into what I call negative evidences and positive evidences.
我们会看这诸多证据当中，把它分成两类，我称之为消极的证据和积极的证据和陈述。
In terms of the negative evidences, I believe the evidence is such that the disciples could not steal the body of Jesus.
从消极陈述方面来讲，我们会发现门徒们不能也不会偷走身体。
The tomb was guarded.
这个坟墓是严严把守的。
They were unable to steal the body of Jesus.
他们不能够，他们没有能力去偷这个严严把守的坟墓里面的身体。
Secondly, they would not have stolen the body even if they could have.
第二点来讲，如果他们真的有能力，他们也不会去做。
They did not expect Jesus to rise from the dead.
他们根本就没有预期到耶稣会从死里复活的。
They did not understand his predictions about rising from the dead.
他们根本不明白耶稣对他自己复活的一个预言的陈述。
So the idea that the disciples either would or could steal the body of Jesus makes no sense.
所以如果说门徒会去偷身体，或者说他们有能力去偷身体，这个是毫无道理的。
Some have argued maybe the Jewish leaders moved the body of Jesus.
有的人可能会辩称说，哦，犹太人把这个身体移走了。
Why would they do that?
他们为什么会这么做呢？
Some have said they did that or might have done that in order to keep the grave of Jesus from becoming a worship center.
有人会辩称说，犹太人这么做是为了避免这个坟墓成为他们以后敬拜的对象，敬拜的对象和中心。
If the Jews had moved the body, why did they not produce the body?
如果犹太人真的把这个尸体拿走的话，他为什么不把这个尸体拿出来给别人看？
The disciples began proclaiming the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in the very city in which he was executed.
那些门徒们在这里宣称他在这里复活，跟他这个被钉十字架是同样的地方。
If the Jews had moved the body, why would they not produce the body?
如果犹太人把这个尸体已经拿走的话，他为什么不拿出来给大家看呢？
Another negative evidence is what I call martyrdom.
另外一个消极的陈述呢，是我称之为这个殉道的。
People give their lives for all kinds of reasons, don't they?
当人给出自己生命的时候，他们有很多的理由去这么做。
But no one would give their life for something they know to be a lie.
但是没有人会为了一个谎言去给出自己的生命。
So those are some of the negative reasons that I can think of. Let me mention a couple of the positive ones.
对，刚才所说的是比较消极的一个陈述。现在我们来看几个积极的陈述。
One of my favorite is what I call the almost empty tomb.
我最喜欢的是这样一个证据，就是我称之为几乎是空的坟墓。
You see the graphic that I have on the slide, right?
你在这个这个投影片上面看到这样一个照片，对吗？
It's not exactly historically accurate, is it?
从历史的角度上讲呢，这个不一定是这样的准确。
The tomb was not completely empty.
这个坟墓呢，其实不是完全空的。
The grave clothes were left behind.
裹尸布还留在那里了。
If the disciples were going to steal the body, would they take the time to unwrap the body?
如果门徒去偷这个身体的时候，他们有那么多的时间把这个裹尸布取下来吗？
If the Jews were going to relocate or move the body, would they take the time to take off the grave clothes?
如果犹太人去拿着这些身体的话，他们会花那么多时间把这个裹尸布解开吗？
The tomb was almost empty. The body of Jesus was gone, but the grave clothes were still there.
坟墓几乎是空的，耶稣的身体已经复活，不在那里了，但是裹尸布还留在那个地方。
Some scholars say there may have been as much as 100 pounds of embalming ointment that was used with the grave clothes, 100 pounds.
有人也称，就是说在那个地方有差不多100磅的香料和香膏在那个地方。
There seems to be evidence that when Peter and John ran to the empty tomb,
这个非常的成为一个证据，就是彼得和约翰他们跑到坟墓的时候。
We read that John was a little faster than Peter and got there first.
我们就是从福音书里面读到是这个约翰先到了坟墓。
And then Peter comes and runs right into the tomb.
然后彼得才到，但是他就进到坟墓里面去了。
But we're told that John saw the grave clothes and the way that they were folded convinced him Jesus had risen from the dead.
我们也读到约翰看到那个裹尸布这样的一个放的方式让他非常的确信基督已经复活了身体不在这里。
John may have said something like, that's exactly how I folded the material over his face.
约翰也许心里在想他就是说这个摆放的这个方式就是完完全全像我以前这样把它裹在这个身体的方式。
So there is what I call the almost empty tomb as a positive evidence.
所以我说这个几乎空了的坟墓是一个非常积极的正面的一个证据。
There are also what are called the resurrection appearances of the Lord Jesus.
另外一个积极的证据是复活之后个人的显现。
He appeared alive for a 40-day period after his resurrection.
在他复活之后有40天的时间他有不同的显现。
Now some critics have said that those were probably hallucinations, that people had visions, that Jesus didn't really rise from the dead.
有的人可能会讲说这些复活的显现也许是你们的幻觉吧。
My response would be something like this. Imagine a mother who's lost her son in a war.
我的回应是这样的。你可以想象一下当一个母亲在这个她的儿子在战争当中丧命了。
And imagine that on her piano is a large photo of her son in his army uniform.
你可以想象一下在这个钢琴上面有一张照片是他儿子打仗的时候穿着军装的照片。
And every day this mother sits in her living room and stares at that photo of her son.
所以你可以想象一下这个母亲每一天就在她的这个客厅里面看着她儿子的照片。
Hour after hour, day after day.
每天每夜的这样去看着她儿子的照片。
It's quite possible she would have an hallucination. Her son would walk in the front door.
在那种情况之下，是有一种可能，他会产生幻觉。哦，他的儿子走出来了，他的儿子进了门了。
The circumstances that constitute an hallucination are not there with the resurrection appearances of Jesus.
但是在复活，耶稣复活的这个显现当中，没有刚才我所描述的这些状况，让人产生幻觉的条件。
He appears to different people at different times of the day.
他向不同的人显现，并且在每一天的里面不同的时间向人显现。
Sometimes he has breakfast with them.
有时候他跟他们一起吃早餐。
The Apostle Paul says Jesus appeared to over 500 brethren at once.
使徒保罗曾经讲，一次耶稣就向差不多500人的信徒显现。
And Paul suggests you can even go and interview those people if you want to.
保罗甚至讲，有一些人都还大半都还活着，你如果有什么问题，可以直接去问他们。
You know those 500 people are dead now, right?
你知道那五百个人现在都死了，你知道吗？
But that's strong evidence. He says there are 500 eyewitnesses of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
但是那是一个很强的证据，有五百人的目击见证人。
One of my favorite positive evidences is the conversation with doubting Thomas.
我另外一个我非常喜欢的证据是关于这个多疑多马的。
You remember doubting Thomas, don't you?
你记得多疑的多马吗？
I would like to change his name.
我想给他改个名字。
Perhaps you can join me in creating a new Christian tradition of giving him a different name.
所以你。干脆加入我吧，我们一起来给他取一个就是更加有基督教意义的名字吧。
When we think of doubt, doubt is a kind of a step before either unbelief or belief.
当你想一想这个多疑的时候，这个多疑实际上把你引向两个方向，要么是相信，要么是不相信的一个方向。
But Thomas is not in doubt.
但是，这个多马那个时候并不再多疑啊。
Remember, the other disciples said, "We have seen the Lord; He's risen from the dead."
你还记得吗？那个其他的门徒跟多马所讲的时候说，哦，我们看到耶稣复活了。
And what does Thomas say? Thomas
多马说什么呢？
He says, "Unless I see the nail prints in his hands."
多马说，除非我把我的手放在他的钉痕之处。
unless I see the wound in his side,
或者看到他的肋旁的枪痕,
listen,
听吗?
I will by no means believe.
除非我那么做我才相信，我不那么看到的话我就不会信。
In my teaching career, I got to teach New Testament Greek about 30 times. The course, New Testament Greek.
在我这个执教的生涯当中，我是用这个希腊文教新约有三次这样的经历。
I don't speak Greek.
我不讲希腊文。
But I understand first year Greek very well.
但是我对第一年的希腊的那个是非常熟悉的。
When Thomas says, I will by no means believe, he's using the strongest way of negation that there is in Greek.
当多马说我不会相信的时候，他所用的那个词是非常强烈的，在希腊文当中是非常强烈的一个否定的意思。
Thomas isn't saying,maybe he rose from the dead. I don't know. I'm in doubt.
Doma 没有说，哦，他可能或者他也许复活了吧？我不知道。
He says, "I will by no means believe unless I see."
他说，我绝对不会相信的，除非我见到。
What happens with Thomas?
后面多马发生什么事情呢？
Oh, I forgot to rename him. I'd like to rename him.Adamantly unbelieving Thomas.
我忘记了给他取名字了。现在呢，我要给他一个新的名字，就是说绝对坚决不相信的多马。
Would you join me in this new tradition?
你会加入我吗？我们再给他一个新的名字，会加入我吗？
He is not doubting Thomas.
他不是多疑的多马。
He is adamantly unbelieving Thomas.
他是绝对坚决不相信的多马。
You seem excited about this new Christian tradition.
你看到我对这个新的名字非常的或者传统非常的兴奋，你看到了吗？
What happens with Thomas? He gets his own personal resurrection appearance of Jesus.
但是当他个人遇见复活之后的耶稣的时候，对他发生了什么呢？
The term that could be used is the English word autopsy.
That's
where you examine a dead body on autopsy.
这个就好像验尸一样。
An autopsy in English means to see with one's own eyes.
在英语当中，这个就好像是用你自己的眼睛亲眼看到。
He sees the resurrected Christ with his own eyes.
他亲眼看到身体上复活的耶稣基督。
He receives a personal resurrection appearance from the Lord Jesus.
他从耶稣基督里面，接受到，看到这个复活的基督。
There's an artist, I think it was Rembrandt, that painted a picture of Thomas putting his hand in the wound in the side of Jesus.
有一个艺术家，他的名字叫 Rembrandt， 就是画了多马的这样的一个照片，那个手呢伸入耶稣基督的肋旁。
We're not told that adamantly unbelieving Thomas actually did that.
其实我们并不知道他我们并没有看到有这样的记载说他做过那样的事情。
What are we told?
我所能说的就是这样。
Thomas falls at the feet of Jesus and says, "My Lord and my God."
多马就是俯伏在地敬拜主，说我的主，我的神。
This is incredibly important.
这个是非常难以置信的重要的。
This is an Orthodox Jew, Thomas, saying these words to another Orthodox Jew, Jesus.
这是对一个非常传统的犹太人，对另外一个传统的犹太人所说的话，我的主，我的神。
Over the years, I've had many conversations with a group known as Jehovah's Witnesses.
在这么多年以来，我跟一些耶和华见证人的这些人曾经有过一些对话。
I don't argue with them about blood transfusions.
我不跟他们讨论这个输血的这样的一些事情。
I don't argue with them whether we should salute the American flag.
我不跟他们讨论我们是否应该对美国国旗致敬的事情。
I don't argue with them about who the 144,000 are.
我也不跟他们讨论那些144,000人的事情是怎么。
I do argue with them about who Jesus is.
我确实要跟他们讨论耶稣基督是谁。
That is the most important question.
这个是最重要的问题。
If one is wrong there, it doesn't matter where one is right.
如果是谁在这个耶稣是谁这个事情上面错误的话，那在其他地方，这个正确错误与否也不是那么重要。
Have you had a conversation recently with someone who's a Jehovah's Witness?
哦，最近也跟他们有一个谈话。
Or are you like I used to be? You play Christian hide and seek when they come to your house.
或者你碰到这种情况的时候，你跟他是玩一个捉迷藏的游戏吗？要尽量避免他们吗
？Sometimes we hide and pretend that we're not home because we don't want to talk to those people.
有时候我们就藏起来，就假装我们不在家，因为我们不想跟他们讲话。
I made a promise to the Lord a few years ago that I would no longer play Christian hide and seek with the Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons who come to my house.
几年前我跟神有一个许愿我说如果有耶和华见证人或者摩门教的人到我家里面来的话我不跟他们玩基督教的这个捉迷藏游戏
I challenge you this morning to make the same promise
我挑战你今天也跟我做同样的这样的一个许愿
Lord I will not hide from those cults who come to my door
主啊在这个若有人来敲我的门我不会跟他玩这个捉迷藏的游戏不能够假装我不在家。
But I will share the gospel with them.
但是我会跟他们分享福音。
They have the wrong view of who Jesus is.
他们对耶稣是谁有一个错误的观点。
Let me give you a little bit of advice in how to talk to a Jehovah's Witness.
我要给大家一点点建议当你要去向这个耶和华见证人的人讲福音的时候。
One of my favorite Bible passages is John chapter 1.
我最喜欢的其中一段的经文是约翰福音第一章。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道就是神，道与神同在。
Do not use John chapter 1 with a Jehovah's Witness.
跟耶和华见证人的人讲话的时候，不要用约翰福音第一章。
They will not hear you.
他们听不见你在讲什么。
They have swallowed too much propaganda about John chapter 1.
他们对约翰福音第一章已经有很多的质疑。
Can you guess what passage I would suggest you use?
你可以猜想一下我会建议你使用哪一段经文吗
We just talked about it a few minutes ago.
几分钟之前我们刚刚谈论过。
Some of you were taking a short nap.
有些人可能刚刚睡着了。
John chapter 20.
这个约翰福音第二十章。
The story of, what was his name again?
这个是关于谁的故事啊？他的名字叫什么
？Adamantly unbelieving Thomas, right? The story of the Orthodox Jew.
坚决的、很坚持、不信的多马。
He falls at Jesus' feet at the resurrected Lord Jesus and says, "My Lord and my God."
他匍匐在耶稣的脚前，说：“我的主，我的神。”
Now that's a better text, in my opinion, to use if you're talking to a Jehovah's Witness.
从我的观点来讲，这一段经文是你跟耶和华见证人的人讲话的时候更容易使用、更应该使用的一段经文。
Let me take just another minute or two and talk about the last conversation I had with a Jehovah's Witness.
让我花接下来一两分钟说一个最后一次我跟耶和华见证人所谈论的一些事情。
I saw this man coming up our sidewalk. He was wearing a suit. He had a leather briefcase.And he had a little boy next to him who also had a suit on and a little leather briefcase.
他走到我们家的这个停车道，过来，这个他穿的是这个非常的笔挺的正装，拿着一个皮包，在他旁边一个小男孩也拿着一个皮包，也穿的非常的正式。
And I remembered my promise.
然后记得我向神的许愿。
I wanted to play hide and seek.
我很想跟他们捉迷藏。
But I went outside to talk with this man, and it turned out that was his son.
但是我还是出去了，跟他讲话。后来发现这个小男孩是他的儿子。
And as we began to talk about spiritual things, I used John chapter 20 about adamantly unbelieving Thomas.
当我们讲话的时候，我就用到了这个约翰福音第二十章，讲到这个坚决非常这个不信的多马。
I don't think he had ever had a Christian explain John chapter 20 to him.
我觉得在他的生命当中，可能从来没有人向他解释约翰福音第二十章。
But it didn't seem to convince him at all that Jesus Christ is the second person of the Trinity, the God-Man.
但是那个也没有向他证明或者说服他说，耶稣基督是神三位一体当中的第二个位格。
I didn't know what else to say.
我不知道我还能说什么。
And so inside, I prayed to the Lord, Lord, guide me, lead me. What should I say to this man?
在心里面，我就在向神默祷，我说主啊。引导我，我究竟应该跟这个人讲什么呢？
So I looked over and saw his son with the nice suit and the little leather briefcase playing with my dog in the front yard.
然后我就看到他的儿子，虽然穿的是这样的衣冠整齐，但是他在跟我那个狗在玩。
And I said to this man, I said, Bill, is that your son?
我就跟他讲说 ，Bill， 那个是你的儿子吗？
He says yes. He was very proud of him.
他非常的为自己的孩子自豪。
I said, Bill, I hope you understand what I'm going to say now, because I don't mean to be rude.
我希望你能够理解我将要讲的这个话。其实我并不是想对你粗鲁无礼。
Do you remember, Bill, when Jesus said, if you mislead a little child like this, it would be better that a millstone were put around your neck and you'd be thrown into the deepest part of the sea?
Bill， 你记得吗？耶稣曾经讲了，说你使一个小孩像这样的小孩跌倒的话，还不如把这个磨石放在他的嘴上，放在他的脖子上那样的。要不然的话，你如果是一个小孩跌倒的话，就会到地狱里面，然后就是非常的痛苦。
And I said, Bill, if you're wrong about who Jesus is, you are misleading your own son.
Bill， 如果你对耶稣基督的观念是错误的话。你正在绊倒一个小孩，你正在误导一个小孩。
It was at that point that Bill looked at his watch and said, "Oh, I have another appointment. I've got to go."
那个时候 ，Bill 就看他的手表，说：“哦，我还有事情要做，我现在要走了。”
We need to look for every opportunity to share the good news about the risen Christ.
我们应该抓住各样的机会去分享我们复活的主耶稣基督。
There are many other positive evidences, such as Jesus actually.Ate with his disciples.
还很多其他的积极正面的证据，比如说耶稣跟他们跟他的门徒一起吃生理上的食物。
He actually asked his disciples to touch him.
而且他也让他的门徒去摸他的身体。
Now let's consider lastly the importance of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
让我们再看最后一点，就是主耶稣基督复活的重要性。
As explained or predicted by the Lord Jesus, Jesus says in John 10, No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
正如主耶稣所解释的那样，在约翰福音第十章十八节，他说：“没有人夺去我的命，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。”
The trustworthiness of the Lord Jesus depends upon his resurrection.
对耶稣的相信是建立在耶稣基督的复活基础上面。
There is so much that we find in 1 Corinthians 15 and Philippians chapter 3.
有很多我们将会在哥林多前书第十五章以及腓立比书第三章所看到的那些细节。
Let me just summarize a few of the points of 1 Corinthians 15.
让我就是把它稍微小结一下，从哥林多前书第十五章来。
Paul says, if Christ has not risen from the dead, then you are still in your sins.
使徒保罗说，如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话，你们还是活在自己的罪中。
Paul says, if Christ is still in the grave, then we apostles are false prophets.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话，那么我们这些的使徒，这些的人都是假先知。
What happened to false prophets in the Old Testament?
在旧约里面，对假先知，大家应该做什么呢？
They were to be stoned to death.
他们应该用石头打死。
And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if Christ hasn't risen from the dead,
他在哥林多前书第十五章里面讲，耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活啊，
then the last Christian funeral that you went to was incredibly sad.
那么你所参加的最后一个葬礼是非常的令人难过的。
Because that person who died as a Christian believed in the wrong Messiah. Are you with me?
因为在那个葬礼当中，那个基督徒所相信的，他要复活的，那个是一个错误的相信。
He says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied among all people.
他说，如果我们只是在今生有指如果我们在这个世上的话，那就比今生其他的人都更加的可怜了。
Christians should not be admired if Jesus has not risen from the dead.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活的话，那基督徒没有任何可以称赞的地方。
They should be pitied.
他们应该是很可怜的。
Recently, I've been doing something very enjoyable with a friend of mine who lives in the pagan country of New Jersey.
然后一个朋友是住在这个好像外邦的国家新泽西里面。
My wife is from the pagan country of New Jersey.
对，我的妻子是从外邦国家新泽西里面来的。
My friend Frank and I have a Bible study with each other online.
我的朋友 Frank 在线上面网上面跟我有一些这个学习。
We started a couple of months ago reading through the book of Ephesians.
两个月之前我们开始一起来读以弗所书。
And we would read Ephesians chapter 1 every day for a week.
我们在一个礼拜之内，我们每天都读以弗所书第一章。
Then we go to chapter 2 and then chapter 3 and so on.
然后我们就读第二章、第三章这样。
We've gone through Ephesians and we've just finished the book of Philippians.
我们以弗所之后，我们后来又刚刚结束了腓立比书。
Would you consider having that kind of Bible study with someone who's far away?
你可以考虑一下吗？你先要不要跟某一个人开始这个好像很远，但是你能够在线跟他一起来读圣经呢？
This morning we finished Philippians chapter 4 and we emailed each other a few things that we had learned.
我们这个今天早上刚刚结束了腓立比书第四章，然后我们呢发 email 呢就讨论一下我们自己所各自学到的东西。
One of the wonderful truths in Philippians is in Philippians chapter 3 verse 21.
在腓立比书三章二十一节里面有这个非常可靠的这样非常美好的一个真理在里面。
We are told that Christ will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body. Philippians 3:21.
腓立比书三章二十一节，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who's looking forward to a new body?
谁非常期待有一个新的身体吗
？No one.
没有其他人吗
？I find that each day I wake up with a different pain, and I think it's just going to stay there.
我每天早上起来的时候，就身体发现有些疼痛，我就很担心他一直疼痛会待在那。
He will transform our bodies, and they will become like his glorious body.
他会将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和自己荣耀的身体相似。
We will receive resurrection bodies.
我们会收到，我们会拿到一个复活之后荣耀的身体。
I'm hoping my resurrection body will not be 69 years of age.
我希望我以后复活的身体不像这个69岁的身体一样。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, you're not getting a resurrection body.
如果耶稣没有复活的话，你也不会有一个复活的身体。
But he did rise from the dead.
但他确实复活了。
And the gospel is true, and we can share it with everybody that we meet.
我们从此我们就知道这个福音是真实的，我们也跟我们所碰到的人去分享这个真实的福音。
That same Marcus Borg that we talked about earlier challenges the gospel in this statement, and I'll ask Pastor Kunming just to summarize this. We're almost out of time, but Borg basically rejects the gospel that you and I believe.
刚才我们也说到这个 Borg 这个人，我们再一次看看他有另外一个说法。由我来把这个简单的读一下，是 UC 由这个 Borg 举办了一次的研讨会，是在98年的4月份，他说， 上帝唯一的儿子来到这个星球，为世人的罪献上自己的生命，并且如果没有发生这样的情况，上帝就无法原谅我们，并且相信此事件我们就得救了。这概念简直令人难以置信。若视之为比喻，这个故事可以非常有力，但若视之为实际，这对接受基督教信仰是一个深刻的障碍。
If you follow that quote, he is specifically rejecting the gospel that you and I hold dear.
如果你仔细去读这段经文的时候，你就会发现他深深地否认你和我所相信的福音的真理。
He is risen.
但是我们知道耶稣复活了。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, thank you for the strong evidences that we have of the resurrection of our Savior.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们有如此多的证据，知道耶稣基督复活了，他是我们的救主。
Lord, help us to live resurrected lives.
帮助我们过一个复活的生命。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督人民祷告，阿门。